Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 554 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. September, 563 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. Soft July, 520 and three quarters, up 9 and three quarters. July corn, 367 and three quarters, up 2 and a quarter. September, 374 and a half, up 2. December, 385, up 2 and one quarter. July soybeans, 956 and a quarter, up 3. September, 939 and a half, up 2 and a half. And go out to March of 16, 949 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. July soybean meals, 306.30, up $3. July soybean oil, 32.93, down 14 cents. June live cattle, 151.80, down 72 and a half. May feeders, 219.17 and a half, up 17 and a half. And June lean hogs are 82.65. They are down 70. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you couldn't help but notice the double-digit gain in the hard red winter wheat pit. And I guess we're looking at a weather market here, hmm?
Yeah, there's several things going on in the wheat complex, especially the Southwest. You take Texas and Oklahoma; it's one gigantic swimming pool in that area. There, just too much rain, and a lot of flooding, and some concern there that rain might not make grain in this case. So we'll have to monitor that as we go along. We still have ample world supplies around. So one's going to kind of offset the other, and, news about Russia is going to affect the market here. But July wheat messing around with some long-term moving averages, some resistance around this 522 area. Trade believes if we can squeak a close above 522, we could run July futures on up to that 545 area, 550 area, and that might be enough for now if we can get that market trade there. Technically, commodity funds are just huge, huge shorts in the wheat market. They've been short wheat, long everything else in the world. And, we're seeing a little bit of unwinding in that spread. And, as we stay firm in through here and the technical indicators continue to look firm, wheat has a chance here to move higher and sort of shake off some of this bearish news we've been looking at here all winter long.
And might we get that little squeaky move up that you're asking about and talking about? Based off potential freeze information in the plains.
Oh, yeah, we're going to freeze it off. We're going to drown it, and we're going to have some tornadoes come through there and tear it up. We're going to do everything we can do to kill that thing about 8 or 9 times. But if it's frost freeze in your area, it's devastating, especially, in corn. Corn can survive a little bit of cold weather, but corn just doesn't grow the same or act the same once it does get a little frost-free. So, we're seeing some weather concerns here that might take the top end off the yield projections.
So does that mean that just perhaps, we may have seen the biggest estimate on yield that USDA is going to come out with this year for corn?
Which crop?
For corn.
We'll 166 see how the crop conditions reports go here. We won't have one here today, but next Monday's Memorial Day holiday. We'll see what the conditions say. We're not going to see it jump 5 bushels by all means, but, if they view everything decent condition, we can see it jump a bushel or so. But I think, they're going to be fairly conservative here as we go in the growing season.
Trade's going to be very comfortable with planting progress when released this afternoon, I would think.
Yeah. What a dramatic change. 2-3 weeks ago, worried about getting it in, and now they're looking, planting progress being anywhere from 85-90% complete. Average is 76. Same thing on the beans. Bean progress expected to be 48% to 52%, averaged about 38%. We're going to worry about the last 5% of the corn, may worry about the last 10% of the beans going in the ground in a timely fashion. There's going to be some replant, of course, but planting progress is not going to be an issue this week, I don't think.
Technically, the soybeans are just can't get over the hump in the July at 962.
Yeah, there's going to be some buy stops there. They might run them up there. The momentum indicators are down at the bottom in the range. Once again, everybody's bearish, looking for it just to go lower. When everybody leans that way, we have a up in it. But overall, technically, we're running resistance here on these up moves. We've got lower lows, lower highs, and until we have some fundamental help, it's going to be hard for beans to get a big rally going. We like selling up against some resistance there and let Mr. Gravity take over here over the near term. Fundamentally, it still looks like it's going to be tough to really get the speculative crowd to step up and buy beans unless we see some of these yards turn brown from dry weather instead of too wet weather.
Well, Informa really threw a wrench in the idea of a bean bowl.
Well, that's their opinion. They're going to change their numbers quite a bit between now and next January on new crop particularly. So we'll see how that unfolds. I think there's going to be ample supplies of beans worldwide. But whether it's 600 million bushel carry out or 300 million bushel carry out, we'll debate that or try to figure that out. But, anytime you have over 300 million bushel bean carry out, that, just ample supplies, not only domestic, but worldwide, record worldwide carry out in beans. But, El Nino kicks in, that can take care of that fairly quickly.
So we get news again today out of Minnesota, another 2 million egg-laying hens to be culled because of H5N2. At what point does it really become a thing?
Well,
not just for the producers, but for the nation as a whole and for futures going forward for corn.
Well, it takes 11 broilers to consume one bushel of corn, so you can do the math on it. There's billions of birds, so you're going to have to save, 100 million. You're going to have to get, up in the 100 million area, then you can do the math on it. I think as a trader or speculator, you buy stock in egg beaters so you don't have to worry about getting your eggs. And if you're one that's already worried about Thanksgiving, I think you go ahead and get your Thanksgiving turkey now so you don't have to pay up for it later on this fall. So, there's things you can do to hedge your eating habits, Dave.
And it should have no impact on livestock, right?
Well, yeah. The main concern is that public perception of the whole thing. Bird flu breaks out and we have a mutant strain break off and people start getting sick or this thing spreads. It could be a concern, but, our Asian buyers or world buyers in poultry, if they start to back off on buying our exports, that could be a concern. So it's something we need to watch and monitor as we move along. It could get a lot serious as time goes on.
Is there going to be a point between now and say, the June 30th acreage report where traders are really going to want to maybe buy corn and sell soybeans?
Well, that's been the trend here. It's been the speculative trade to look at for quite some long time. We've had a correction that spread corn to handle and beans here for a while. I'd say if beans can gain another 10 to 12 cents on corn, I'd be coming in buying the corn and selling the beans on the spread. Yes, we like that spread. Overall, we feel, corn can kind of hang in there on breaks, whereas the speculative crowd wants to press these beans here down the road. Beans could drop a dollar, where corn could, drop 30 cents.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, have a good one, Dave.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. July corn, 368.5, up 3. December, 385 and three quarters, up 3. July beans, 955 and a quarter, up 2. November, 936 and a quarter. Now 36 even, up 1.5. July soybean meal, 306.20, up 290. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.